and welcome to the Goddess Life podcast, a podcast that aims to help women connect to their inner goddess while nurturing their divine feminine essence. And we do this by learning about both practical and magical ways to work with your mind, body, and spirit to help you live empowered lives, both in your personal life and your sacred business, if you happen to be a spiritual or sacred business owner. I am your host, Charisse Williams, a sacred business coach and spiritual guide, and I'm so excited to have you here today. If you could go ahead and like this podcast, give it a follow, leave it a review, it would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to find me elsewhere on the internet, Charisse Healing Moon on Instagram, and healingmoonlumina.com is my website. And without further ado, let's get into this episode. Hi, 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 my lovely friends. Alrighty. This is something that has been, I don't want to say bothering me because it hasn't been bothering me, but it's something I've been thinking about a lot more recently. And so I wanted to share it with all of you lovelies. And that is basically like the difference between working with the goddesses or any deity really, or ancestors or anything. So working with the goddesses, what that really means. So like the difference between that, the difference between invoking the deities or the goddesses, differences between honoring the goddesses, and kind of the differences and why it's important to know what you're doing and how the difference between working with the goddesses and honoring them and all these things, it really has different outcomes and different effects. So basically, and this is something I see a lot of people do, and this is something I did a lot of as well, up until recently, really. And that is like working with the goddesses and calling on these goddesses to have things in your life. So like calling on Goddess Lakshmi to help you have money and bring money into your life. And I want to be, you know, prosperous and successful with money and bring money. You know, I want checks in the mail. And basically praying to Goddess Lakshmi and asking her for all these favors, but then not giving her anything in return. Or it's the same with Aphrodite. It's Aphrodite, like, help me find love, help me find beauty, blah, 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 all these things. And just like asking for, I want this, I want this, I want this, but then not giving the goddess Aphrodite anything in return. It's the same with our ancestors, but I'll get into that in a minute. Cause I feel like our ancestors are a little different than like goddess energy and the goddesses, and the same with like our spirit guides. I feel like our spirit guides are a little different than the goddesses and our ancestors. So I'll get into all of that in a moment, kind of the differences within the spiritual realm, I guess. But so basically that doesn't work. We're just like asking and wanting and wanting and taking from these deities and from these goddesses. It's almost like if you had a friend that just constantly wanted stuff from you and give me this, I want this, I want this, I want this. And they just really like just took from you. I mean, I think that we've all had like a friend or somebody in our lives that was maybe a little bit like that, that just constantly took from you and never really said thank you, never gave you anything in return. It's a very one-sided relationship, and eventually people get sick of that and they get fed up with that. So, and it's the same with deities. It's the same with the goddesses. You know, if you are, you know, you're again praying to Goddess Lakshmi and you're just like, hey, Lakshmi, help me out. I want money. I want abundance. I want all these good things coming to me. Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. But then you're not taking a moment to like thank her for helping you out. And you're not, you know, taking a moment to honor her and to kind of praise her and give her offerings or give her things in return. You know, eventually, like, why would these goddesses want to keep working with you? They may help you out for a little bit at the beginning, but eventually they may be like, well, what the hell, dude? Like, you're not giving me like any thanks in return. And so you may get kind of put on the back burner. Some people may completely disagree with me with that, and that's fine. That's kind of one of the awesome, magical things. I don't know what my dog is doing over there. So if you can hear like the dog and his chain clinking, or isn't, oh, and now he's eating. So anyway, that's what he's doing. And now I totally lost my train of thought, like I always do. But oh, so yeah, some people may disagree with me with this, but this is just from my experience and from what I have found. Oh my God, my dog is so loud. Sorry. It's, you know, and I used to do that too. I used to pray to all these different goddesses and ask for all these different things and support with all these different things. But then I was never really giving them anything in return. You know, it's like I actually got a little statue of Lakshmi. That might be why I used her as an example. And I created this beautiful prosperity altar for myself, and Goddess Lakshmi was on there. And I realized that I had her on there not because I was honoring her, but I realized that I had her on there because I was wanting her to bring me more prosperity. I didn't have this statue of Lakshmi on there because I was praising her and honoring her and, you know, giving her donations and all of these things, you know, or offerings. I just wanted what she had to give me. And that is a horrible way to look at things. That is not a good way to have a good relationship. With all things in life, there needs to be an ebb and a flow, a give and a take. It can't just be so one-sided. So I urge you to kind of look at your relationships. If you have been working with the goddesses or any other deities as well, kind of think about your relationship with them. So this is if you are looking at the goddesses as beings. So I do want to kind of talk about how there is a difference that you can work with goddess energy without like asking the goddesses for things. So, because there's a difference. There is working with the goddesses as far as like you're wanting to have a relationship with them and you're wanting them to help you out in your life. Like you're wanting this other being, this goddess, this other being that is separate from you to, I mean, you know, that's relative. We're all connected, but you know what I mean. For sake of argument, that's separate from you. And you're wanting this goddess to help you out in your life and to kind of be a guide and a support for you. You need to give something in return. But then there's also the aspect of if you just want to be inspired by that goddess and inspired by that goddess's energies, that's something completely different. So I'll get into that in just one second. So let's go back to if you are wanting to actually work with a goddess and you're wanting this goddess to help you out in your life, help bring things into your life or help support you or help guide you. You need to have, well, I'm not going to tell you you need to, but you probably should have a relationship with them. And maybe really just pick a couple of goddesses that you really resonate with or that you feel really drawn to, or that maybe also they've been trying to make themselves known in your life. Maybe you keep hearing their name come up, or you pull cards and their image keeps coming up in the cards, or you've had them come to you in dreams. Those are great ways. I mean, those are goddesses that are wanting to work with you and wanting to support you. But so maybe just pick a couple of goddesses, because then you want to really facilitate a relationship with them and have a good relationship with them. So you can do this by, you know, always having like imagery of the goddesses as helpful. So you can have a little statue of the goddess or a picture of them or another symbol or something that reminds you of the goddess, and create a little sacred space for them. It doesn't have to be necessarily some huge gigantic altar that takes up your entire bedroom. You know, it could just be a little space on your altar, but it's a special space that's just for that goddess. So I've been working with Athena a lot lately. I love her. That could be a whole other thing, which actually I'm going to do a whole episode just on Athena because I love her. But she was one of the ones that I was just kind of like, hey, Athena, give me this, help me out with this, give me some guidance here. But then I wasn't really like having a relationship with her. And I realized that and I'm like, what the hell? That's so rude of me. So I created a little special space that was just for Athena. And I've been checking in with her every day. You know, I've been sitting down every morning or afternoon, evening, whenever I get a chance. And I have a moment to just sit there for even just 5 minutes and really just kind of feel Athena's energy, really kind of tap into her energy and feel connected with her. And then I use this moment to not ask her for anything, but to just kind of give her thanks and to just kind of hang out with her for a minute without asking for anything. And it's a great way to just kind of check in and be like, you know, how you doing? Just like you would a friend. You need to look at the goddesses and stuff as like your best friend. How would you treat your best friend? you know, you'd probably just want to call them up on the phone. Hey, how you doing? Send them a text message. How's everything going with you? I'm doing all right. And not ask them for anything. So it's the same with the goddesses. So sit down 5-10 minutes a day, and you can do this in front of your little sacred space that you have set up for this goddess. And just check in and see how they're doing. Let them know how you're doing, and don't ask for anything. So that's one way. You can also leave like offerings. So sometimes I'll put a little dish of water, near the space for Athena, just giving her an offering of water. Athena is known for olives, so I might leave a little olive for her. I can't really leave food out too often or too long because my cat, like, he tries to eat it and knocks things on the floor. But even just leaving it for just a little bit is enough to like show like, hey, I'm giving you a little something. Now, I mean, do I really think that Athena's like going to eat the olive or drink the water? No, but it's a gesture. It's symbolic. And she may, I don't know anything about energy, but I personally feel like she, you know, I don't know the correct word for it, absorbs the energy of the olive, or, you know, just takes that energy in. It may even just be taking in the energy of the love that I've put into this little offering for her. She may just be absorbing that energy. I don't really know how it all works, and I'm not going to claim to know how it works because I'm not a goddess in a different realm. So anyway, but that's my point is like, every day you want to check in with your goddess that you're working with, and you don't want to toss them to the side either. So say you are working with Athena because you want to try to have more confidence in your life. You want some guidance as far as like wise choices to make. I personally like working with Athena for business stuff. So if I'm looking for like business guidance, I'll work with her. So, but once I feel like I'm done, quote unquote, working with her, I'm not just going to like throw her aside, wipe her space clean on my altar. You know, she'll always have a little special place. And that's why I say when you're really trying to have these kinds of like bonds with goddesses or deities, it's kind of like a forever friendship. And just like other friendships and relationships in life, sometimes, you know, they're stronger at some points in life and then they may like fizzle out a little bit, but you're still near and dear to this deity, this being. They still hold a special place in your heart. You still think of them often. So they're not just these beings to just like use and then discard and ignore and just take from. And really awesome things happen when you really create that strong bond and relationship with these deities and with the goddesses. You'll start noticing a lot more synchronicities, a lot more messages from them, a lot more symbols letting them know like, hey, I'm with you. I got you, girl. It's really awesome. And just the whole energy feels completely different because you're actually building a relationship with this deity, with this being. And it really is quite magical and profound and amazing. And it's something that you won't get or feel or experience without taking the time and the energy and the effort to create that bond with this deity. So with that being said, let's talk about another way that you can work with the goddesses. Because maybe you're like, hey, I don't necessarily want to like devote time every day to checking in with some deity and some goddess. I don't want to create an altar, you know, but I am really resonating with this goddess over here. I'm really resonating with this goddess. You can work with the archetype, the energy of that goddess or their qualities without actually working with the goddess. So it's more about like admiring the qualities in another being and being inspired by those. So let's see, what's a goddess? What is a goddess that we can use for an example? Okay, so the goddess Hecate. Say you're really wanting, you know, you really admire that Hecate is this like super awesome woman that can stand on her own. She doesn't need a man. She doesn't need, you know, she doesn't need anybody. She's awesome and powerful and content all on her own. You admire that, you know, maybe you're trying to work on your clairvoyance or your psychic gifts. So you really admire Hecate's ability to see in the past, present, and the future. You can work with the energy of, oh my gosh, my house is so loud all the time. I feel like you can probably hear my son coughing in the background, my dog's rolling around on the floor. Anyway, so you can work with the energy and the qualities of the goddesses without actually working with them. So basically, you're just using the qualities of the goddesses as inspiration. to tap into those qualities within yourself. And that's totally fine. You don't necessarily need to have like a full on relationship and bond with every goddess that you're inspired by. So you may want to keep up a picture of, if you're working with Hecate, you may want to keep a picture of her in your sacred space or near your sacred space as a reminder to tap into those, her qualities within yourself. Because remember, the goddesses really are, they are all these different archetypes, and we really have those qualities within ourselves as well. They may be not as strong as some of these goddesses, and they may be a little more dormant, but we have them within ourselves. I mean, we all have the ability of psychic gifts. So you just may need that kind of reminder and that inspiration to tap into those within yourselves. Maybe Aphrodite. Maybe you are really wanting to work on your own self-love and working on, you know, seeing yourself as beautiful. So you don't necessarily need to form a bond with Aphrodite and work with her intimately. You may just use her as an inspiration, like, wow, Aphrodite, man, she is confident as hell. You know, she knows she's beautiful. She loves herself. Like, use that as inspiration to find that love and that beauty within yourself. You see what I mean? Like, with the differences. So you're not asking Aphrodite, Aphrodite, work with me, help me do this for me, you know, give me this, give me that. You're not doing that. Instead, you're looking at her like, wow, you are really inspiring. And I would love to have those qualities within myself and to see those qualities within myself. So those are the differences. So just kind of keep that in mind next time you're going to work with a goddess. Really think, is this a goddess that I am trying to have a relationship with and that I want to give me things and that I want to have help me in life? Then maybe you should really kind of learn about the goddess and build that altar and build that sacred space and take that time to have a relationship with them. Otherwise, it's more just being inspired by the goddesses. So there's the difference. It's working with the goddesses or being inspired by the goddesses. I do want to say too, if you are looking to actually have the relationship with a goddess and you're really wanting to bring that goddess into your life and work intimately with that goddess, no, Norman, sorry, guys, this is my life. and you're wanting to really work with that goddess. I do suggest researching the goddess. Don't just start working with this goddess, because like I said, this is going to be a relationship that you're forming. So you really kind of want to know the goddess's story. I mean, what religion is she coming from? What faith is she coming from? Maybe learn a little bit about the people, about her history. What is her story? What is she really about? What are her good qualities and her bad qualities? Because not every goddess has positive qualities. Some of them have some more negative side as well. I mean, you know, goddesses have their own light and shadow aspects. So really get to know the goddess and the culture that she comes from before you decide to work with her. Because not only is that good to know, I mean, this is a relationship that you're going to be forming, just like any relationship. If you're going to enter into a relationship with somebody, you kind of want to know about them. You want to know, like, what's your backstory? Where'd you grow up? What's your family life like? What are your hobbies? What are your interests? It's the same thing with working with a goddess. You know, you want to know about them and where they came from. Who are they? Before you bring them into your life. But then it's also just, what is the word I'm trying to think of? It's just polite. I mean, I could do a whole other video on this too, about like cultural appropriation and stuff. But I mean, there is kind of a fine line with that. You don't want to just have this relationship with this goddess and know nothing about where she comes from. It's kind of like if you're going to enter into a marriage, you'd want to know where your partner comes from. You'd want to know their story. You know, you don't want to just have this relationship with them because you want something from them. Like, get to know them. And I don't know where else I was going with that, but get to know them, know where your goddess comes from. Now this is where I'm going to say, like, if you're just admiring the quality of a goddess, I mean, yeah, it may be cool to learn her backstory and to learn where she comes from and to learn about her culture and about her people. But if you're just looking at a goddess for inspiration and to kind of tap into those qualities within yourself, I don't personally think you necessarily need to go into like that deep of a review of that goddess and their culture and their history and everything. Again, some people may totally disagree with me on that, but I think that's where the difference is. Because you're looking at them as inspiration. You're being inspired by them. You're not necessarily adopting them into your life and working with them on an intimate level kind of thing. So I think that's where there are some differences. And I said at the beginning, I was going to talk about spirit guides and ancestors as well, really quick. I feel like our ancestors, we do want to give them some honor as well. Our ancestors, we don't necessarily want to just always ask them for things also, because, you know, our ancestors are on the other side and around us, looking out for us and wanting the best for us and trying to help bring awesome, great things into our lives. But, you know, they want some thanks too. Just because they're your family member, you know, doesn't mean that you can take them for granted. So it is important to show some respect and honor for your ancestors as well. So again, pray to them each day. Just, hey, you know, thanks guys. I don't know how formal it is for you and your family, but me and my ancestors, I feel like it's pretty informal. So, you know, I'm just like, hey guys, I'm a goofball with my ancestors, just like I am, you know, with my ancestors that are still living and that I'm face to face with. But you know, I take a minute every day to, hey, thanks guys. Love you guys. How you guys doing? Take a minute to check in with them. You can also set up an ancestor altar if you want. And again, leave some offerings for them. Leave, you know, if you had a grandpa that really liked cigars, place a cigar on your altar and say, hey, thanks grandpa. You know, it's great. I'm thankful that you're here with me. Leave a cup of water for them as an offering. I think it's just as important as with the goddesses, you know, but then you already know where your family came from, more than likely. If not, you should look into it, because I've been doing that and it's pretty awesome. And it really does help to add another layer to your connection with your ancestors, rather than just being like, hey, ancestors, getting to know their stories and their life stories and where they came from and their parents, who are your ancestors also. It really does add a whole other deeper connection to your ancestors. And this is turning into, this could be its own other video. I probably will do a whole video on like ancestors and an ancestor altar and working with your ancestors. But yeah, so it's the same kind of thing. You know, you don't want to just constantly ask your ancestors for things and not give them any thanks or give them anything in return. I do kind of feel like your ancestors will let that slide a little more than other deities or goddesses. You know, I think the goddesses may give you like one or two favors, but then once they see like, all right, you're asking a lot for me and I'm getting nothing in return. Like, this is a horribly one-sided relationship. And then they may just kind of start to ignore you. I feel like your ancestors give you a little more chances because they, you know, they do want to support you and you are of their blood. You are of their energy line. So I think they give you more chances, but still, I mean, you don't want to be an asshole to your family, right? Whether they're living or deceased, you don't want to be an asshole and just constantly take from your family. You want to give something in return too. So don't be a jerk. Spirit guides as well. I personally find that spirit guides, you don't necessarily need to have an altar for your spirit guides, but it is nice every now and then to check in with your spirit guides and just kind of give a prayer of thanks and take a moment, you know, like you guys are working really hard and your angels too, you know, angels, spirit guides, you guys are awesome. Thank you for all you do. You know, take a moment, just do a meditation like once a week or so that is just purely to give your spirit guides and angels and your whole spiritual team, just give them some thanks and some appreciation and send them some love because they do a lot for us. So I feel like our spirit guides though, and even our ancestors, they are there, but especially spirit guides and like angels are there to help guide us and support us whether or not we acknowledge them, which that's kind of sad. It's like such a thankless job if you think about it. So it is just nice to be courteous and give your spiritual team, give your spirit guides some thanks and some recognition. So I hope that that kind of helps clear up anything. Let me know, hit me up on social media, Charisse Healing Moon on Instagram, also on Facebook, Charisse Williams Healing Moon Lumina on Facebook. Let me know, are you working with any goddesses? Do you have any relationships with goddesses? How do you honor your ancestors or spirit guides? Let me know. Oh, and I do want to say too, also, since I've started on this mind switch, because I used to just like ask the goddesses for crap and ask my ancestors for crap and not really give anything in return until I made the connection of like, wait a minute, like I'm being a horrible friend right now. Like I wouldn't want to hang out with me. I wouldn't want to help me out if I was on the other side. So since I have that kind of mind switch, really Athena's the only goddess that I have been like working with, that she is like, we have a relationship. She's my girl and we are tight. We got a good little friendship going on. And yeah, I'm gonna, you know, I don't know the next time I'm going to bring another goddess into my circle, into my little inner circle here. But I know it's going to be one that I feel like infinitely connected with, and I will do my research on her and really, you know, build that relationship with her. I do get inspired by other goddesses. There are lots of other goddesses that I'm very inspired by. And I'm, you know, I love their qualities and I will tap into their qualities to find them within myself. But as far as like complete hardcore working with, having a relationship with, as of right now, I really only have Athena. I'm sure there are more. Well, and Mother Mary too. I can't lie. Mother Mary, she is my girl. But she's been my girl forever. And she's actually, now looking back, she's, I know some people don't necessarily correlate Mary, Mother Mary, as a goddess, but she's totally a goddess. She is the first one that, and I didn't even have to consciously think of this, that I had like an actual relationship with. I've always had a sacred space for Mary. I always, you know, pray to her and talk to her, and yeah, she's my girl. So I have Mary, Mother Mary, and I have Athena, and those two, you know, that's really it. And you don't necessarily need to have like a huge, it's quality over quantity, you know, have quality relationships with a select few deities. You know, and then, I mean, you can have acquaintances. That's kind of a way to look at it, is, you know, having strong, like best friends with just a few deities. And then you can have acquaintances that are all these other deities, these other goddesses or gods or beings that you kind of talk to and hang out with every now and then, but that you don't have like a full on relationship with. All right. I feel like I'm totally rambling. Hopefully this has all kind of made sense, and I will talk to all of you later. Peace and love, everybody. Bye.